It's been an endurance test for New Jersey Senator Cory Booker today in Congress. He's held the floor of the U.S. Senate since last night and has talked for around 20 hours. Booker is hoping his marathon session will unite opposition to President Trump and his actions since taking office.
When is it going to be enough? My voice is inadequate. My efforts today are inadequate to stop what they're trying to do. But we, the people, are powerful. We are strong. We have changed history. We have bent the arc of the moral universe. And now is that moral moment again. It's the moral moment again.
Booker read letters from New Jersey constituents expressing concern about Trump's actions, including the administration's talk about taking over Greenland. The Senate's record for longest speech is held by South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond, who spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes against a civil rights matter in 1957. The Pennsylvania Senate passed two Republican crime bills yesterday. For WHYY, Tom Reese reports one would limit bail options, while the other would require prosecutors to share information with federal immigration authorities.
Allegheny County Republican Devlin Robinson's bill would limit bail options for people who have a history of violent crime, have injured or fled from authorities, or are trafficking fentanyl. Robinson cited controversial Pittsburgh Magisterial District Judge Xander Orenstein for releasing a defendant on non-monetary bail who was later charged for murder.
Dangerous criminals were released on a non-monetary condition despite their violent history of crime. This is just one example of a high-level threat to our constituents.
Another bill requires the state to notify immigration authorities if an undocumented immigrant violates state law. Both bills found bipartisan support, though most Democrats opposed them. They now move to the Democrat-controlled House. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Sunny and fairly mild out there on this Tuesday afternoon with some light breezes. Right now, 55 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia.